Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Is Hollywood, where the 80s are in the house, Saturday, April 14th, with a special performance featuring the Idol Kings, playing all your favorite songs from rock and roll legend John Mellencamp, including Pink Houses, Hurts So Good, Cherry Bomb, and Jack and Diane. Don't miss the Idol Kings at Hollywood Casino, where the stage is set and the whole cast is here. From the crowd-pleasing chefs in the kitchen to the movers and shakers on the dance floor. From the dealers directing the action to the blockbuster winners and breakout stars. Here, you've got the lead role because there's no place like Hollywood Casino. Just minutes from Harrisburg and Hershey. Take I-81 to exit 80. Must be 21 or older to enter the casino or attend concert. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-565-2112 for help.
Gas prices too high this summer? Bring them down during the Drive for Less event at your Quality Plus Ford store. Save big this summer on the full line of fuel-efficient Ford cars, trucks, SUVs, and crossovers. Drive for less in a new Ford Escape with an unbelievable 28 miles per gallon. And right now, you can drive an Escape with no money down, pay no interest for 5 years, plus get up to $1,000 cash back, or lease one for just $159 a month for 24 months. Plus, you can drive an Escape up to 437 miles on one tank of gas. Or choose a new Ford Fusion and get an incredible 33 miles per gallon and go over 700 miles on a single tank of gas. And for a limited time, put no money down, pay no interest for 5 years, plus get up to $1,000 cash back or lease for $159 a month for 24 months. For complete qualifications and details, call 1-800-NEXT-FORD. The Drive for Less event is happening now, so get to your Quality Plus Ford store today.
Hi, I'm Rick Weibel from REW Financial. I strive to take an eagle-eye approach to your financial future to help give you the freedom to make powerful decisions. I work with you to help you find the discipline you need to get the results you want. I don't believe in just setting it up and letting things go. I'll always be looking to see how we can make things better. REW Financial is an independent company committed to the highest standards of integrity, ethics, and value throughout your financial journey. See us in Lewisburg and Brook Park Farm. Call 800-609-9484 or visit us online at rewfinancial.com.
If you can't get around like you used to, there's no need to go to a nursing home. Stay in your home with help from the Medical Center Pharmacy. With one of their stair glides, you can get your mobility back. They install and repair, keeping your stair glide ready and reliable for many years to come. They also carry a large variety and selection of medical equipment and wheelchairs, hospital beds, and new diabetic shoes. They'll deliver to your home, too. All at the Medical Center Pharmacy in downtown Sunbury.
Every day, get expert insight on the market and the economy and how both can impact your finances and investments with the Wall Street Journal Report on WKOK. You'll also get coverage of major global stories, political events, medical breakthroughs, emerging technology, and more. Listen for the Wall Street Journal Report weekday mornings at 25 after and 5 minutes before the hour from 6 to 8:30. Then, hear more insightful coverage weekday afternoons from 5 to 7. Weekend mornings, catch the report Saturdays in the 9 o'clock hour and Sundays in the 10 o'clock hour. Only on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday afternoon.
And being Thursdays, our good friends from Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services LLC on board today. Rick, thanks so much. You can call Rick Weibel at 800-609-9484. That's 800-609-9484, or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Here at the beautiful, spacious, and palatial Chateau, the Sunbury Motors Studio at 4th Street in Sunbury, and also Sunbury Motors Kia Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. It is great to have you with us today. Last night, we have Jason Dombach on for the entire second hour between 4 and 5. J.D., for many years, was the play-by-play voice of the Altoona Curve in the Eastern League, and now is currently the general manager of the State College Spikes, but there's a lot of broadcast work along the way. J.D. will be joining us here at the Sunbury Motors Studio in the 4 to 5 o'clock hour, and we're looking forward to that. Between now and then, we have an open line at 1-800-795-9565. That is 1-800-795-9565. And coming up tomorrow, we're going to have our look at the Big Ten. All 12 coaches plus selected players along the way. And a little more extensive, by the way, with Jordan Hill and with Bill O'Brien. So that is coming up in tomorrow's show, a two-hour look at spring football in the Big Ten. If you don't feel like you had the complete primer when we're done, then we have done a poor job. But we'll have Brady Hoke. We'll feature Legends Division first. We're going to have Brady Hoke, first of all, talking about Michigan football. After that, Kirk Ferentz, along with his quarterback James Vandenberg for Iowa. Pat Fitzgerald and his quarterback Kane Coulter for Northwestern. We'll have Mark D'Antonio talking about Michigan State. Jerry Kill talking about Minnesota and where they are right now. Bo Pelini and Rex Burkhead talking about Nebraska and how they've progressed this spring. Urban Meyer on Ohio State as we work over to the Leaders Division. We'll have Mac Wilson from Indiana and what they've been able to accomplish. They're using a lot of junior college transfers at Indiana during the course of this spring. Monty Ball, we'll hear from him along with Coach Brett Bielema representing Wisconsin. And then we'll have Danny Hope and Kawan Short from Purdue, his outstanding defensive tackle. Quarterback Nathan Shielhouse and Tim Beckman from Illinois, and then we'll have Jordan Hill and Bill O'Brien representing Penn State tomorrow as we will get everybody up to speed on what is going on in spring football in the Big Ten. Again, at the end of tomorrow's show, if you don't have a better handle on the 12 conference teams and the two divisions, it won't be because we didn't try. It won't be because there was a lack of effort on our part. And that's what we'll be doing tomorrow. It's always fun. Take a look at it. Give you a preview of it. And we'll be doing that in tomorrow's show. So all 12 coaches represented. Some players represented. Jordan Hill, Nathan Shielhouse, the quarterback at Illinois. Kawan Short from Purdue. James Vandenberg from Iowa. We also got into the mix with Rex Burkhead of Nebraska and Kane Coulter. So six players and 12 coaches. A couple of people I had considered putting on, for example, Andrew Maxwell, the quarterback for Michigan State. He's the one taking over at Michigan State. He will be the one that gets the job as they move, as Kirk Cousins moves on to the National Football League. Also coming up down the road, we're going to get Johnny Troutman on. With the NFL draft approaching, we're going to try and get Johnny on the week of the NFL draft, and we'll try and get Devin Still on as well with the NFL draft coming up and get everybody up to date there. Also, Derek Moy is another possibility, but there are two or three Penn State players we're going to get on. Johnny Trotman's had a great, did really well at the Combine and did very well at the Senior Bowl. Did very, very well. So, I know we have a line to get Johnny Trotman on. We're going to do that. And the same thing with Devin Still and Derek Moy. So that's what we're looking to doing when it comes to getting ready for the National Football League draft. And I like what they've done with the NFL draft by having round one on a Thursday night, having round two then on a Friday night, and then coming back on Saturday and finishing out the draft. I think rounds two and three are on Friday night, and then rounds four, five, six, and seven are on Saturday. That's a Roger Goodell invention right there. And I think that's taking advantage of properly of the National Football League and its popularity. And they've done well with that. I like the format very, very much. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. 1-800-795-9565. This is day four, a show in crisis. The missing of Kevin Herr. Kevin continues to sun himself at Myrtle Beach. And in fact, we know for a fact that's where he is. I have the police report right here in front of me that confirms it. Kevin will be back on Monday. So then we're going to ask the poll question. And Kyle, we're going to put this poll question up. And we're going to run the poll question through the rest of the week and into the weekend. Do you miss Kevin Herr on the show? Now, at some point, we have to turn the tide on this thing, make him feel good. But do you miss Kevin on the show? So you can replace that Ozzie Guillen question now, Kyle, where 80% of those say no, he should not have been fired as the manager of the Miami Marlins after his comments about Fidel Castro. We will now go to a more benign topic on our poll question at stevejonesshow.com. Okay, you can go there anytime you want. Steve Jones at, once again, Facebook, Steve Jones Show. Of course, Twitter at Steve Jones PSU. Email me at stevejones@wkok.com. You can do that as well. But again, on the website at stevejonesshow.com, since now we are in day four of a show in crisis with no Kevin Herr, we're going to run this through the weekend and give him the poll results on Monday. And Kyle has the big job of putting this on there. Do you miss Kevin on the show? 1-800-795-9565. We'll have some fun no matter what. We'll make him feel better in the end, okay? Okay, I guarantee you. In the end, no matter what the poll results are, plus or negative, we will make sure in the end he feels good about it, because I'm looking forward to getting my partner back. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. Dwayne Wade has backed off completely, making $15.5 million. You need money? Now, I can understand per diem. Per diem is fine. I think it's a professional thing to do. But you're representing your country. You don't need the cash. You don't need it. We ran through the NBA salaries yesterday in the show. You don't need it. It's an honor to represent your country. Be an honor to represent this country in whatever they ask you to do. You take the honor and you run with it, especially when you're already making as comfortable a salary as you can possibly make it. And look, when the nation has an 8.3% unemployment rate, and that does not include those not looking for work, and there were more unemployment claims last week than at any time since the first week of January, new unemployment claims, you're going to honestly look at people and say, you know, I think I deserve some extra paper, by the way, to go over and play in the Olympic Games. Nobody's going to buy into that. Not with the way the economy's going. They're not going to buy into some guy making $15.5 million, getting some extra coin to go over and represent the country in the Olympics. And I think somebody got to him and made him realize that, because he backed off completely on the statements today. Now, he did say it would be his last Olympics, and that's fine, because this will be the third Olympiad he's played, and he's done his part. He played in Athens in 2004, Beijing in 2008, now London in 2012. Him saying that he is not going to come back after this Olympiad, he won't be playing in the 2016 Olympics, that makes complete sense. And I understand that completely. And it does take a lot of time. And if the Heat are who we think they are, the potential for a deep playoff run is available to them. Thus, the time between the end of that playoff run and Olympic training camp is going to be short. And there's only a two-week period between the end of the Olympics, August 12th, and when most guys really start training legitimately for the NBA season, camps open in late September. for the National Basketball Association. Flyers won last night, down 3-0 to the Pens at the end of one, rallied and beat the Penguins in overtime 4-3. Danny Briere had a couple of goals last night, one where he's clearly offsides, but regardless, stayed on, you know, called legal and he scored. It was a critical goal. That was not the overtime goal. I think it was the one that made it 3-2. But he was clearly offside in the play. Yeah, every once in a while they miss one. They miss that one. So the Flyers get a huge win on the road, seize home ice in the series, and do so in a disheartening fashion for Pittsburgh. The Penguins had everything in the first period. 3-0 lead, feeling really good, and nothing happened in the second period. It was 3-1, and then all of a sudden it became 3-2, and then 3 minutes later it's 3-3. And then in overtime, the Flyers got the goal they needed and won 4-3 last night. So a huge win for the Pens. Huge win for the Pens last night. Or a huge win for the Flyers last night. My apologies. Huge win for the Flyers last night. Phillies won 7-1 last night. Final game of the series tonight, 7:05, when they take on the Miami Marlins. And also coming up, it'll be Arizona at San Diego tonight, and the Pirates, trying to salvage the final game of their series, will play at Chavez Ravine against the Dodgers. At Coors, must be fun, by the way. Coors. Colorado and the Giants are scoreless in the top of the first. Bottom of the third at Wrigley, where the Cubs lead the Brewers 3-0. And in the top of the eighth inning at Nationals Park, Washington leads it over Cincinnati 2-0. In the American League, in the top of the seventh, Detroit leads Tampa Bay 3-1. Minnesota and the Angels are now in the top of the seventh. The Angels lead it 6-3 over the Twins. Texas leads Seattle 1-0 in the middle of the fifth inning. That is in Arlington. And now Ryan Tannehill is getting a big buildup from the Indianapolis Colts, of all people. Jim Irsay is touting Ryan Tannehill. A lot of people thought that the Cleveland Browns should take Tannehill. I'm telling you right now, if I know this is more of a quarterback league. I understand that. But if the Browns have a chance at Trent Richardson, they need to take him. Okay? Need to take him. Colts owner called Tannehill the hidden gem of the draft and suggested that if a team wants to select him, it will have to talk trade with the Vikings, who own the number 3 pick. Since Tannehill is a hidden gem in this draft, a quiet secret who's always sneaking up to number 3. You want him, you better talk to Ziggy, the Biggie. Talking about the Ziggy Wolf, by the way, the owner of the Vikings. Browns pick 4 and the Dolphins at 8 are two teams that could draft Tannehill if they get the chance. Although, a lot of people right now are looking at the first 5 picks in this draft, and they think this is one of the deepest first rounds they've ever seen in the history of the NFL draft. One of the deepest first rounds. There is a lot of talent in this draft. A lot. Not a little. First 5 picks, I think everybody thinks the first 5 picks are lead pipe cinches. They think the Khalil kid from USC is going to be a lock as a tackle. He'll be one of those 12-year NFL offensive tackles. And a lot of people, and Ryan Tannehill is getting a lot of comments. And remember, Ryan Tannehill has been in a pro-style offense. He was in the offense of Mike Sherman with Texas A&M. So he's been in a pro-style offense. You know, he's gone through what the pro-style read should be, what the pro-style look should be, what the pro-style terminology is. He's gone through all of that. Miami, of course, tried to get Peyton Manning, told no. Miami tried to get Matt Flynn, told no. Tried to then get Alex Smith, told no. Manning ended up with the Broncos, Flynn ended up with Seattle, and Smith ended up with San Francisco. Kansas City at 11, Seattle at 12. At one point, we're said to be interested. Now remember, the Dolphins' offensive coordinator is Mike Sherman, who was Tannehill's coach. Now, the Vikings are not going to draft a quarterback. You have to assume they drafted Christian Ponder last year. They're not going to draft Tannehill at four. And a lot of talk that the Browns are going to take Trent Richardson. And Trent Richardson, I know it is more and more becoming where it's not a running back league. But I think that's a perception that isn't quite accurate. You have to have some sort of running game in this league. You have to. Running game does so many things for you. Maybe it's old-fashioned football, but the running game does so many things for you. And a guy like Richardson brings power, speed, very good receiver out of the backfield. And is a guy that has a motor on him. He can return kicks too. Not punts, but he can return kickoffs. He brings a lot to the table. He can block, good receiver, runs with power and has speed. He is a tough, tough running back. I've seen him in person twice in each of the last 2 years, and I'll tell you, you walk away each time just impressed. He's built like a brick house. And he has speed to boot, and he has really good hands. They used him effectively as a receiver out of the backfield at Alabama. He does a lot. He can certainly make, for example, Colt McCoy. Actually, you can give him a better, you know, and if you're the Browns, you may get, like, for example, a Brandon Wheaton later on in the draft. Because the Browns, I think, picked 22, and then they picked 37. So the Browns picked 4, 22, 37. And they could take Richardson, take a guy like Wheaton, take a wide receiver. Now, at running back is one of those positions. And where you can usually get a player later on. Now, you notice in the draft, in the first round, the toughest guys to get your hands on would be a good offensive lineman, a quarterback, and somebody in the secondary. There are other positions in the draft where you can come up with quality players because there's depth at those positions. Running back, linebacker, even wide receiver. And you see this all the time in the draft. A quarterback is one of those things you can find a franchise one, you go for it. And we know the top two quarterbacks are Andrew Luck and RG3. And I think Wheaton is the kind of guy that at 22 out of Oklahoma State, a little older, by the way. Remember, he is a little older. He can go at 22 to the Browns. And I think that could be the play for Cleveland. And that's where, when you look at the quarterbacks in the draft, you know, nobody else really, beyond those teams I talked about, are going to get those guys. And again, the Browns pick again at 37. You know, the Rams then pick at 33. Well, they already have Brad
on the lot in Sunbury in April.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
The beautiful, spatial, palatial Sunbury Motor Studio at the Chateau. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, located at Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And today's show, we're very proud to have Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. You can call 800-609-9484. That's 800-609-9484. Or visit online at rewfinancial.com. So Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and FIDE. Our poll question online, by the way, is, do you miss Kevin Herr on the show? We're going to run this poll question throughout the weekend. And Sarah Bartlett can only vote once, because we want to make Kevin feel better. So again, our poll question, it's up between never missing. Our number 1-800-795-9565. We've been talking about baseball. I've been talking about the NFL draft that is coming up. Tomorrow, we're going to have a broadcast extravaganza for you. This is actually going to be quite a show coming up tomorrow, which we're looking forward to very much. And that is previewing all 12 spring practices in the Big Ten with the 12 coaches plus six players. Plus six players. Among them, Jordan Hill for Penn State. We'll hear from James Vandenberg from Iowa, their quarterback. We'll hear from Kane Coulter, Northwestern's quarterback. Monty Ball, we'll hear from him tomorrow. He was one of the five finalists for the Heisman Trophy last year. We'll hear from him. Kawan Short, one of the top defensive tackles, not just in the Big Ten, but in college football from Purdue. We'll hear from him. Nathan Schielhaus, the quarterback, Illinois, on his competition with Riley O'Toole at quarterback. And we'll hear from all 12 coaches, from Kevin Wilson in Indiana to Brady Hoke at Michigan to Brett Bielema at Wisconsin to some guy named Urban Meyer at Ohio State. Let's get you up today on the scoreboard here, and don't forget the phone lines are open at 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. National League, Washington, top of the ninth, leading Cincinnati 2-0. Cubs now have opened up a 6-0 lead over the Brewers. That's in the bottom of the sixth inning. In the middle of the second in Denver, it's Colorado and the Giants scoreless. Coming up tonight, the Phillies take on the Marlins in the third and final game of that series tonight at Citizens Bank Park. The Phillies won last night 7-1, so they're looking to win the series tonight, and it's going to be Joe Blanton on the mound tonight for the Phils, and Mark Burley gets the start tonight. The expensive free agent acquisition for the Marlins in the offseason from the Chicago White Sox. And Burley actually pitched pretty well his first time out. He picked up the loss, but he went six innings and gave up two runs to Cincinnati. Blanton, meanwhile, lasted two-thirds of an inning and gave up a run against the Pirates in his only appearance. And, of course, the Phillies right now, without Chad Qualls, without Jose Contreras, without Ryan Howard, and without Chase Utley. With the Phillies won last night 7-1, had some things going for them last night. But it's Burley tonight. I mean, you want to talk, you have to love when you go to the ballpark and you watch Mark Burley pitch. Why? Because Burley gets the ball and Burley doesn't mess around. Burley just goes at it. That's what he does. Doesn't mess around. I mean, Burley throws to contact. He throws relatively few pitches and doesn't take a lot of time between pitches. His games are shorter, really, than anybody else's out there. Also tonight, San Diego will be at home with Arizona. And the Pirates and Dodgers tonight, the Pirates are trying to salvage the third and final game of that series. Carson's against Capuana coming up tonight at Chavez Ravine. Jeff Carson's pitched well, and he's gave up just a run and no decision. And Chris Capuano went 4 2/3 and gave up four runs to San Diego in a no decision. So those will be the starters tonight. In the American League, right now, Detroit, they've come back in the bottom of the seventh inning at Comerica, and they lead it over Tampa Bay 3-2. The Angels, after having a 6-0 lead, now lead 6-4 over the Twins in the bottom of the seventh. Texas in the top of the sixth in Arlington, leading it over Seattle 3-1. And there are no night games in the American League this evening. No night games in the American League tonight. And a series of home openers coming up this weekend. So far in the East, Tampa Bay has set the pace. They're 4-1. Toronto's 4-2. Yankees and Orioles are now 3-3. And the Red Sox off to a sizzling 1-5 start. Detroit's 4-1 in the Central. The White Sox are 3-2. Kansas City 3-3. Cleveland and Minnesota both 1-4 out west. Texas 4-2. Seattle 4-3. Oakland's 3-4. And despite all the money the Angels spent in the offseason, they're off to a 2-5 start. And then the National League East, Washington's off to a really good start. They're 4-2, and they're winning right now. The Mets are 4-2. The Phillies are 2-3. Atlanta now 2-4. Miami 2-4. Central defending champion Cardinals are 5-2. Milwaukee's 4-2. Seattle, Cincinnati's 3-3. Pirates are 2-3. The Cubs are 1-5, but winning right now. And out west, the Dodgers are off to a 5-1 start. Arizona's off to a 4-1 start. Colorado's 2-3. San Diego's 2-4, and the Giants are 1-4. Meanwhile, the Stanley Cup playoffs got underway last night. The Penguins had a 3-0 lead at the end of one, and then the Flyers came back, forced overtime, and won it 4-3 in overtime to win the opening game of the series. Nashville last night beat Detroit 3-2 to win the opening game of that series, but the LA Kings shocked the number one seed, the President's Trophy winner, the number one overall seed, Vancouver Canucks, lost to the LA Kings last night 4-2. Of course, the Kings have, in Jonathan Quick, one of the top goaltenders in the NHL. NHL All-Star, heck of a player. And they won it last night. Took care of business. So, that was the opening night of the Stanley Cup playoffs. There are four games coming up in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight, including the number one seed in the East, that is, the number one seed in the East, Rangers against Ottawa. That's at 7. Also at 7:30 at TD Garden, the Bruins, the defending Stanley Cup champions, will take on the Washington Capitals. The Bruins are the two seed in the East. Out West at 7:30 at the Scott Trade Center, the St. Louis Blues will take on the San Jose Sharks. And at 10 o'clock tonight, the late game in Glendale, we'll have the Phoenix Coyotes against the Chicago Blackhawks. The Blackhawks get Jonathan Toews back. Huge for them. Means so much to get him back. He is the captain and the heart and soul of the Blackhawks. They have him back. I tell you, Smith, the goaltender for Phoenix, outstanding. Outstanding. He also, I mean, like Jonathan Quick, one of the top goalies, not just in the West, but in the league. And they have a fine coach that emphasizes defense, too, and Dave Tippett. Always one of the better defensive forwards in the NHL. Always was. And of course, it doesn't hurt when your goaltender is as good as Smith is. I mean, Mike Smith's superb. And they won the Pacific Division. There's been a lot of talk because the NHL's running the Phoenix franchise, just like the NBA is running the New Orleans franchise. The NHL is running the Phoenix franchise. And they win the Pacific. They're a 3-seed because of being a division champion. But the Blackhawks have Patrick Kane, Marian Hossa, and now they get Jonathan Toews back. That's huge. Mike Smith won his last 5 games down the stretch as between the pipes for Phoenix, including a 4-1 win over the Minnesota Wild on Saturday night, which allowed them to win the championship. So it's going to be Mike Smith trying to hang in against all those snipers that the Blackhawks have. And the Blackhawks actually won more games during the season than Phoenix did. But Phoenix is the 3-seed because they won the Pacific Division. The Blackhawks, not being divisional champs, end up as a 6, even though they had 3 more wins this year than Phoenix did. So that will be a great series. That will be the 10 o'clock game coming up tonight. Our number 1-800-795-9565, 1-800-795-9565. As we roll on this Thursday afternoon, Jason Dalbach will be joining us at in the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. Plenty to talk about and take your calls as well, which we're looking forward to. Always look forward to taking your calls. One thing we've noticed, one caller after another on this show just impresses me with either the question they ask or the knowledge that they have and bring to the table. Very impressed. Same way when I listen on The Mark in the Morning. Very thoughtful, intelligent questions on his show all the time, and comments. So, the Her poll, I just checked in on that. Do you miss Kevin Her on the show? Right now, it's 83% no, 17% yes. This is day four of the show in crisis, as we've been trying to tell you. Kevin Her, MIA. Our number, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. We're at the beautiful Sunbury Motors Studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And the Thursday show, very proud to tell you that Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services LLC is sponsoring it. You can call 1-800-609-9484. That's 1-800-609-9484 or visit online at rewfinancial.com. Back with more of the show in a moment. The Steve Jones Show, sans Kevin Her on WKOK.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been in business since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with a vehicle that best suits their needs and budget. Their service after the sale can't be beat. And if you like selection, there's none better than Sunbury Motors. Fords, Kias, Lincolns, Mercurys, Hyundais, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com.
Come and see our house.
It's the spring coupon sale going on this week at Plaza House Furniture. Save on selected items store-wide, like Lazy Boy recliners from just $2.99, sofas from just $3.74, TV stands from just $1.99, and five-piece counter-height dinette sets from just $2.44. Plus, save on top-quality brands like Broyhill and Sealy Bedding this week during the spring coupon sale. But that's not all. Save even more with a gift certificate good as $25 cash at Plaza House just by visiting plazahouse.com and putting in the keyword KO where it says get your $25 certificate. And you always save at Plaza House with free delivery on any purchase of $3.99 or more and available 0% financing. Don't miss the spring coupon sale going on this week only at Plaza House Furniture, routes 11 and 15 Sealands Grove and route 11 Bloomsburg.
Our house is Plaza House.
Everyone knows spring is about new beginnings. Are you dreaming of a new beginning in a new home? Great, I can help. Hi, I'm Tracy Hands from Bowen Agency Realtors. Want a for sale sign in your yard? I have plenty on hand. In fact, I have buyers too. Need help finding your new home? I'd love to help with that. Give me a call and I'll get right to work for you so you can start living your dream.
Bowen Agency Realtors in Sewens Grove, Lewisburg, and Sunbury. On the web at bowenagency.com. Coming or going, see a realtor at Bowen.
News Radio 1070 WKOK wants you to know about the people and organizations that help make the Susquehanna Valley a better place to live.
You and your pet can help the Danville Ronald McDonald House by joining the 14th annual Juniata County 4-H Walk and the Dog Benefit Saturday, April 21st, 10 till 1 at the Mifflin Town Playground. This fun-filled family day includes food stands, cakewalk, and silent auction. To pre-register, call 717-436-7744 or register April 21st.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents The Road Report. 10 minutes before the hour each weekday morning on WKOK. We'll talk about construction slow spots, and we'll let you know if the weather is going to affect driving. Before you hit the road, check out The Road Report at WKOK.com. Then, listen to News Radio 1070 WKOK to find out what you'll run into on the way to work. The Road Report is on WKOK and WKOK.com.
Checked in on the poll results. Do you miss Kevin Her on the show? It's been brutal so far. Let's see. Let's go back to the poll here. Let's see. I guess view results. Okay, view results. Right now, 80% say no, 20% yes. I want to know, has Bartlett voted yet? That's what I want to know. Has Bartlett voted yet? This could be the golden opportunity of all golden opportunities. 1-800-795-9565. Now, we're going to keep this poll up and running, by the way, through Monday when he allegedly returns. I understand right now that he's been hanging at the Lazy River. He's been hanging at the boardwalk. He's been hanging at the pier. He's gone over to see the Alabama Theater. He's had himself one whale of a time, plus, of course, as usual, hanging out at the Cracker Barrel. And once again, all right, so he's getting some votes now. 27% say yes, they do miss him, and 73% say no on this Kevin Herr poll. You can go, once again, to stevejonesshow.com. That's stevejonesshow.com. And this poll will stay up through Monday. No, I don't know, even at 4 o'clock, because you may hear him back on Monday, and you may say, I didn't miss the guy. So I don't know. Our number is 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565 is the number. 1-800-795-9565. Steve in Mechanicsburg, I'll bet he misses Kevin Herr. Hello, Steve-O. Great to have you on the show. Nice to hear from you.
How's it going, Steve?
I'm doing all right, my man. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just in the shop listening to you guys live on your streams. Yeah, I can't get the signal too well, but yeah, I love the show, man.
Hey, appreciate it very much, and great to have you on board down there in Mechanicsburg. How's everything?
Oh, good. I wanted to throw my voice in on Kevin Herr.
Okay, please. This is your opportunity, you know, to either make him feel good or say, you know what, let's just cut the dead weight and move on.
Well, he's not going to get mad, is he?
Oh, no. We're just having fun. Let's all have some fun with this.
I'm going to have to do a big fat, not really.
Man, no, not really.
Steve Jones show. I listen to Steve Jones.
Oh, I see. It's always good when my agent calls.
What's that?
It's always great when my agent calls.
No. Shh, don't tell him.
We don't want anybody to know that, man.
No. Definitely not.
You looking forward to Penn State football season?
Oh, you have no idea. I can't wait to see what Bill brings to this. I've been stoked for this. I can't wait, man. I bleed blue and yellow. I mean, white. Man, long day.
Long day. You know, I'll tell you what impresses me so far, and this is an intangible, Steve. I watched Patrick Chambers do this in basketball. Patrick Chambers did not take over until June last year. So he had to go out, no recruits are his, and he had to go out and he had to get players that he had never met before and he never recruited to then buy into what he wanted to do. And not only that, it's not just buying in. If you want to play, you and I both know, Steve, if you want to play, you have to buy in. But if you want to excel at it, you have to buy into it passionately. Chambers wanted guys diving on the floor, playing harder than anybody else. And he had his players that he had never met before, never recruited, and he did it in such a way where they bought in with passion and they were doing it. O'Brien has done the same thing. Bill O'Brien has done the same thing. Guys, you and I both know you want to play, you got to buy in. But if you want to excel at it and really be the best you can possibly be, you buy in with passion. And that's what Bill's been able to do so far with this team. I've been so impressed by the way that these guys, while learning a new system, have bought in with passion to everything they've put on the table. And that says something about him.
That's right. Actually, I just want to throw this in. I was up at the Penn State Creamery. I got that Wild Bill flavor, man. I am ready for Bill O'Brien. You play to win the game. Penn State's going to rock this year.
Sounds great, Steve. Hey, great to have you on from Mechanicsburg. Hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening on the stream at WKOK.com.
You know it. Bye.
All right. Steve from Mechanicsburg listening to us on WKOK.com on our stream, which is great. Of course, we have a great signal to begin with, but the signal becomes incredibly enhanced by listening to it online at WKOK.com. And it's great to have Steve down there in the shop in Mechanicsburg listening to the show today at WKOK.com. All right, next hour, we're going to have Jason Dombach coming in. And Jason's background is this. He's been a broadcaster for many, many years. Outstanding as the play-by-play voice of the Altoona Curve in the AA Eastern League for many years. This would be the same league that the Harrisburg Senators and the Reading Phillies are in. And then moved on to become the general manager of the State College Spikes of the New York Penn League, while still doing a fair amount of broadcast work here and there. When they were talking about people to bring in as additional hosts during the week, we brought in Mark Brennan yesterday from Fight On State. We brought in Ron Musselman from StateCollege.com and the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette a couple of days ago. I thought today would be a great day to bring in Jason Dombach and get his perspective on a wide range of things. And we will take your calls in the next hour, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. So now the question is that we've been trying to ask everybody, and this poll will stay in place, boys and girls. It will stay in place, by the way, until Monday about 4 o'clock. And that way when he goes online, he'll see it. Do you miss Kevin Herr on the show? Well, right now, 67% say no, 33% say yes. Now, we know he's an important part of the show. I'm not disguising that, okay? But you know what's a very important part of the show, besides Kyle, who's doing a great job of getting it done back in the studio? It's Sarah Bartlett, probably the finest news person I've worked with. And she's stepping in after CBS News at the top of the hour. Then JD will be here. Today's show being brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Go online at rewfinancial.com or call 800-609-9484. Second hour after this.
Your station for news, weather, business, and Fox Sports Radio is News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury.